Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Want to make Mom's Day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat Mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, ghouls and gals, if you're in Vegas for Halloween weekend, then be sure to join us for costume karaoke at the Other Room in Caesar's Palace. Hang with Lynette Carolla and AJ Benza for a meet and greet from 7:30 to 9, October 27th. Then get ready for a karaoke contest fueled by a haunting amount of mangria and endless rant, judged by AJ and Lynette. So join Carolla Drinks, AJ Benza, and Lynette Carolla for costume karaoke, Saturday, October 27th at the Other Room in Caesar's Palace. More info at adamcarolla.com. No ticket necessary. Just show up and drink.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunny side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like to reach.
Hello.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to For Crying Out Loud.
That's right.
Where we bring it. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, but we bring it.
We do bring it.
Yeah. You know what we're talking about today before we get started on our rants and raves? Ulta Beauty. Ulta Beauty.
You guys seen those, right? They're one of the America's largest beauty retailers. They have they have stores everywhere. I've seen they've been around for a long time.
Yeah, you can get stuff from lots of different brands. All tons of brands that you love.
20,000 different brands.
I didn't even know there were that many brands of beauty products.
I know. From makeup to fragrance to hair care to skin care.
Absolutely. So you can go to this website and get anything that you want that helps you feel more beautiful.
What helps you feel beautiful, Stephanie?
You know what helps me feel beautiful? When my skin is moisturized.
Yeah, me too.
When it's all tight, I feel like an old lady.
Yeah.
So I have to have supple, moisturized skin.
Mm-hmm.
And I also love my new thing that I've been into that you can get at Ulta Beauty is that it's a eyeshadow. It's like the shimmery liquid eyeshadows.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I love
that. So go to eyeshadows and look up like liquid eyeshadows. And
those are creamy.
Yes.
They don't make you feel dry.
I love it. So, you know, get into beauty. The possibilities are beautiful. And here's the thing. No code. Just go to ulta.com.
Yeah, check their website out. They got brands after all your favorite brands that you love.
Check it out. Also, Simply Safe. We love being safe in our homes.
Yep.
In our homes.
Yes.
I'm like very Midwest. Mm-hmm. And you know what helps you feel safe in your home?
Simply Safe.
Yeah. And Simply Safe, I'm going to tell you, they're very competitive because they're a lot less expensive than some of the other brands out there. They are only $14.99 a month.
That's right.
No contracts, no hidden fees. That's why we recommend Simply Safe to everyone we know.
And can I just tell you about Simply Safe?
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to install. So if you're a woman, you live by yourself, and you don't need to hire a handyman, you can just – it's very – I put them in our windows at our other house. We use Simply Safe. And it's simple. It's easy.
And safe.
And safe.
Yeah.
That's why they're called Simply.
Yeah.
With an I.
And if a storm takes out your power, it doesn't affect Simply Safe.
No, it doesn't.
Nope. And if an intruder cuts your phone line, Nope. It doesn't matter. SimpliSafe is ready. So that's how they're better than some of the competitors that are like wired into your regular phone line. This is internet based. So you're going to love it. So go to SimpliSafe, SimpliSafe.com/FCOL. That's Simply with no Y, SimpliSafe.com/FCOL.
Wow.
What's up? What's going on? What's the matter?
So the Wilkersons was a big it got a lot of like attention. Was it because of what's his face? Boudet? You know, that creepy Boudet.
Yeah.
That likes to troll women.
So you know what was funny is apparently
– and ask for money.
Yeah.
to make him a millionaire.
Mike Boudet put on his Patreon a link. I told Mike Boudet that we talked about him.
Mm-hmm. And he was like, what?
Mike Boudet – this is the thing about Mike Boudet. I think I was like, I think he has a drinking problem and that's why he responds to everyone's Twitter. He doesn't care.
He glossed right.
He doesn't get offended by that kind of stuff.
No.
He's just like, whatever. These bitches are in my corner and I like that.
Yeah.
But so he – he linked to it. This is kind of a funny little addendum to the story. He linked to it in his Patreon for all his Patreon. But he just said like, hey, the ladies at For Crying Out Loud talked about my show.
Right.
So you saw that because you're a subscriber. We both subscribed to his Patreon feed. Apparently, people like lost their minds in a negative way because he didn't say they were defending me. He was just like, oh, they were talking about drama.
But see,
Can I just say, though,
that really – by him having to repost it, and I saw it again, like he's like, okay, let's try this again.
Yeah.
These girls were not picking on me. They were defending me. And so he reposted it again. And I read that on the fly, and I go, well, that just explains everything right there in a nutshell, how dumb everybody is because you got to redo it again. Listen, Mike, and by the way, stop engaging because if they're that dumb, they can't figure out that we're on your side. Don't worry about it.
Right,
so what?
Right.
The hate. The haters are the hate.
Right.
They're across the street. The haters are across the street from the Wilkersons. So just leave them alone. Like, who cares? But I love that he took the bait and did it again.
I know.
I couldn't figure out. It was like, was he patting himself back again? Like, yeah, I know. It's helping us. But God bless him. I love the guy. I love his show. And that's that. Like,
yeah.
If people can't like have to read between the lines and have to have Mike Boudet mansplain everything and have to repost it.
Right.
What? They're just, you know, you're taking the bait, Mike.
I just think that a lot of people in general can't think for themselves.
No,
so
I know.
I try to pick what I'm outraged about.
Yeah.
So I am not part of just straight up outrage culture.
Right.
I choose the things to get outraged about.
Yeah. You're not the outragersons.
No, I'm not the outragersons. Like, and don't get me wrong. I get plenty outraged.
Yeah.
Lots of things outrage me.
Of course.
And I live to get
mad
outraged.
Us?
That's why we have a show. That's why you guys listen to our show.
Right.
Because we get outraged about things. I'll get outraged about a lot of things.
About outrage.
Right. Yeah. But like, am I going to get outraged about, you know, Karen in Georgia from My Favorite Murder buying a t-shirt with a teepee on it?
No.
I got bigger hills to die on than that. I just don't care. And it's just a matter of choosing. Look, Karen in Georgia, not the enemy.
Yeah.
So let's not all get mad at them. There's so many bigger fish to fry.
I know.
You know, speaking of getting outraged about things.
Yeah.
And I know everybody hates it when I talk politics. So this isn't actually politics. But this is a thing that happened the other day. Okay. Donald Trump came out with a thing about like we're going to not – acknowledge transgender people. There's just going to be male or female, and it's whatever genitals you were born with.
Mm-hmm.
So I woke up in the morning that day and saw that because, you know, obviously I know a lot of people who either have a trans kid or whatever.
Right.
It's you know, I think you guys understand that there are just trans people out there because you've heard my whole story.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are people that the only thing they have in their head about what a transgender person is like Chaz Bono or, you know, the image of some like guy in drag.
Right.
Like, you know, that's all they understand. So maybe they're okay. But here's the thing. As much as I am a crusader and I try to bring some awareness about transgender issues, all I could think in my head was that Trump is just trying to divert attention from the Saudi journalist.
Yes.
You know, from journalist who lived in America who was killed by the Saudis.
Yeah.
And that Trump really, really wants to keep his relationship with Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
So it seemed really obvious to me. So I just chose not to get outraged about that one because I was like, I think that's just what he wants. Like, that's what they want. They want people to be like, what? How dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you? Trans people will not be erased. And of course I feel that way.
Right.
Of course I do.
Right.
But I was like, I can't – I don't have the energy to start writing posts on my page and like, yes, I'm not going to – you're not going to get me. You're not going to divert my attention.
That's what he wants.
He wanted the liberal outrage culture to take over.
Mm-hmm.
And again, by the way, I'm not – don't attack me from the liberal end either. You guys know what I'm saying.
Right.
But it's like he's almost knows that liberal progressive people are going to be like, you can't do that. You can't say that. And I was like, I'm not going to fall for that bullshit this time.
Yeah.
Not going to fall for it.
Yeah.
But I will say that this is one thing that I hate and is where he – what it does too though is it gets people fired up to go, yeah, there is no such thing as transgender. You get these people that go on liberal websites.
Mm-hmm.
This is not even a liberal website. But you'll get people that will go to the New York Times.
Right, right.
Which is not really a progressive liberal website. It's – but let's just say you'll get people that will go to a more mainstream site and – go in there just to like cause trouble and just to go, yeah, well, science, men are women are women, boys are girl, boys are boys, girls are girls. There is no such thing as transgender. Stop it. And like people will try to engage that person. They'll just be like, okay. To me, in my brain, I'm like, obviously this person is a dumb fuck.
Right.
And I want to go, why are you giving this person credit for even – is this person a scientist?
Mm-hmm.
No. They work at 7-Eleven.
Right.
They just like to sit on their couch and have a lot of opinions about things that don't affect their life one way or another.
Exactly. I agree. That's the thing. That's why I can't – I can't argue with – it goes all the way around. Like I can't get online and start an argument. God bless – people like you who are fighting for the cause. I just don't –
you're
never
going to
change. Yeah.
With certain people. And sometimes people will say to me, you got to like try to listen to their side so you understand. But it's like
– you don't have to listen to some troll's person's other side. Like I
right.
– yeah, okay. Like if it's somebody that you know online that you're familiar with or whatever, but like a post on the New York – like you don't need to do that.
No. But John even has – John has like an old friend who's Republican who will argue stuff on his page and he always engages him and always brings up proof and what – but I'm always like, John, you're not going to change his mind.
Mm-hmm.
So – and somebody who listens to our show was commenting to me about like, you know, if it will help if you like – To change people's minds, you have to hear their side. It's like, well, people don't get to have a side against like transgender people. Like
that's what I was going
to
say.
There just isn't a side. I don't have to waste my time going, well, actually, transgender is a thing. And I happen to know because I have a kid. Fuck that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't – people that want to say like, well, God doesn't make mistakes. Okay. Don't get me started on using a religious argument about like God doesn't make mistakes. Okay. Well, let me ask you this. If your kid is born with a heart condition, then do you think you just shouldn't get the operation, the surgery to fix their heart?
Right.
Oh, God doesn't make mistakes.
Yeah.
That's how your kid was born. That's their heart.
That's
so just let them die.
That's a dumb argument.
If your kid gets cancer, are you going to – should I go like what? You're going to give them chemo? You're going to try to cure their cancer?
Yeah.
You're going to try to fix
them? You're God.
What?
Yeah.
God gave your kid cancer.
Right.
So that's that. God doesn't make mistakes.
Right.
But they'll never use – if you need glasses, you're going to – you're going to fix your eyesight? You're going to make it so that you can see and you can feel comfortable in the world because you want to have vision?
Mm-hmm.
Well, but why? God doesn't make mistakes.
That's an argument?
Oh, that is the huge argument from like the Christians is
– yeah,
not all Christians.
Right.
Many Christians are very inclusive people and are the right kind of Christians.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, evangelicals, fundamentalist Christians that are like, it's all in the Bible. The Bible. The Bible says women are women. And well, the Bible also says that you shouldn't mix fabrics. So, you know, maybe God had a reason to tell you. Also, that in the Bible is that you shouldn't wear glasses.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that are in the Bible. So if you're going to pick and choose. But yes, that is an argument people have. They will go to websites about transgender and say it's not even – it's more than just like I don't want any boys in the girls' bathroom. It's about – well, there is no transgender. Stop messing with your kids. Let boys are boys and girls are girls. To which I say, so basically you're saying that if a girl feels like a boy, somehow they're going against God by wearing pants and wanting to use the he pronoun.
Right.
Somehow that's
going
affecting your life.
I'll never understand.
Making you crazy because that's going against God. By letting your child who was born with a vagina wear pants and a football jersey and go by a boy's name and a he pronoun.
Right. And how does that affect them?
Well, it doesn't, but they just, you know,
want
to go around and tell people that they're disgusting for,
you know. See, that's the thing.
And,
like, I can't.
And should have their kids taken away.
Right. Oh, my God.
But my point is simply that if I was to get outraged about all the people that –
I know.
I just can't.
No, you can't. No, it's too tiring.
I can try to tell my story and talk about my kid. And
that's
from my point of view, and hope people go like, "Oh, I know somebody who has a transgender kid, and they certainly weren't pushing them into it."
Right.
I remember hearing her talk about it at the beginning and hearing her voice crack because she was so emotional because it was so hard because she didn't want that.
Right.
No kid is making a choice.
You think, to go against,
You think a kid, first of all, this holds for gay, trans, any part of LGBT. Nobody wants to be on the outside of society and have people hate them just for who they are. Nobody wants that.
No.
It's a last resort. It's because they can't not be
who they are. Exactly.
And no parent –
no.
Nobody. I don't care how liberal. I'm as liberal as they get.
No, I know.
And no person is going to be like, oh, my God, you know what would be awesome if my kid was transgender so we could be super special snowflakes that like and just constantly fight with people.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
I don't – all of my super liberal friends that live here in California, the liberal elites, all of the parents that I know that have a trans kid cried their eyes out for months about it and hoped it wasn't true.
I know. I remember when Xander was pointing at boy clothes and boy toys before he could even talk. And you were like, he always wants me to buy – When he was Matilda, like, Maddie always wants me to buy the boy stuff. And then, like, I remember there was a time where you thought that he was depressed, you know, and that you never wanted to really do anything and, like, didn't have any, you know, wanted to go places. I'd say, let's go to Target. And no. And you were worried that he was depressed. And then when he got the haircut, it was like –
how about when I was fighting with like summer camp people because they wouldn't – because my kid would not go to a summer camp if there were – and have to be in a girls group.
Oh, yeah.
Even before he was telling me he was a he, as a girl, would not go if they were having to be with girls.
Right.
In a girl group.
And didn't he not want to play the basketball when you said it's just all girls?
I fully talked him into it.
And I said –
because I didn't know better. So I was just like, you got to play with the girl. I just didn't want him playing with all boys. And I was like, I don't understand the big deal. You're a girl. You're going to be in a uniform. It's not like I'm putting you in cheerleaders.
Right, right.
Like you're playing basketball.
Right.
You're just with girls wearing a uniform. Who cares? You have to see them for an hour a week at practice and for a game.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize that it was the whole idea of I was identifying him as a girl.
Right. And I was thinking, and I told you this, and I explained this to Sonny too. Like I said, Sonny would be – when you were saying that during those times, I was thinking like Sonny too. Sonny wouldn't want to be in the girls. Sonny didn't want to walk into – for a period of time, he shared a room with Natalia. He didn't want to walk into the room if there was like a Barbie on the floor. He'd go, get out of here. Get that out of here.
Like, right.
You know, he's a little toddler. But he would say, get the Barbie out of here. I don't want to come. Didn't want anything pink. Didn't want to be around girls.
Right.
I was like, Sunny, could you imagine like if you were forced to play with just with girls and I was forcing you to play with the girls,
right.
With the girls. And he just was like, no, I can't imagine. That's, you know, he was like, that's sad. You know,
I try to say that to anybody that thinks like being gay is a choice.
Right.
I go,
you're
like, imagine if somebody told me it's wrong that you like men.
Right.
So you're going to have to just like women. You're going to have to make yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put you in therapy that's going to make you be attracted to women. I'd be like, I don't want to lick a vagina. That's disgusting. And that's true. I don't. That would seem really weird and wrong, and I just would probably not do it. I guess I would just be asexual. I wouldn't be like, oh, okay, well, if that's what's available to me and that's what I'm supposed to be doing, I guess I'll just look pussy. No, thank you. I'll pass. I'll pass on the pussy.
But is that our new hashtag?
That's going to be on a new t-shirt.
Yeah.
Check the meet and greet store.
Yeah.
I'll pass on the pussy. No pussy for me, thanks. I'm just, you know what I'm saying? It's so ridiculous. I don't see why people think that their own existence or ideas are correct. It's only because that's how you are. You're straight.
Right.
I'm straight. So it's hard for me to imagine like, oh, I'm not supposed to be.
Yeah.
Imagine if we just dictated to everybody like, I'm sorry, but if you're a man and you like other men, that's just wrong. So you can't.
You should dictate.
But here's the problem.
Yeah.
We're just using logic.
That's the problem. That's why I don't like to argue with people online, because it's just logic is logic. And you can't, like, if they're cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, then what are you going to do?
Ulysses had this thing on his page that was about Mitch McConnell. I know this is political, but it was about Mitch McConnell wanting to take away Social Security, entitlements, they call it, right? Which is true. Mm-hmm. And Mitch McConnell has said, you know, that's our goal. So has Paul, what's his name? Paul Ryan. That's their goal. They want to eliminate Social Security and entitlements. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's their thing. So Ulysses was putting that on his page. And some guy, one of his friends, somebody he's worked with, was like, that's not true. That's absolutely false. And you'll never convince me of it, he said. So Ulysses was like, oh, it's not false. I'm not like making some – it's not a conspiracy. Like they've said it.
Right.
And so he linked to him for a bunch of articles. And he's like, I don't believe it. It's like, oh, okay. And Ulysses was like, I'm just being careful too. Like these are – this isn't the Huffington Post. This isn't any – this isn't either way. This is just mainstream like papers. They all – here's him quoted as saying this. And the guy's like, still don't believe it.
What are you going to do?
But that's the thing. I was like, there's no point in arguing. People just want to believe what they believe.
Right.
And even if you use the most logical argument, they're like, nope, being trans is wrong.
Yeah.
It's gross.
I don't
like it.
Yeah.
I don't think it should be allowed. Okay. Well, it is.
Right.
Whether you want it or like it or approve of it just is.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I think
there are transgender people,
there are gay people. You could try to outlaw it.
Yeah.
It's still going to exist.
Exactly. It's just part of being progressive. Like that's what really progressive means, is to see the way things can be to make people's lives better. And if it's not hurting other people and it doesn't have anything to do with you, and what is it? What, you know what I mean? Like, to me, that's what progressive is. Otherwise, we wouldn't be where we are, you know?
Right. It's like, it's about like, okay, here's what's happening. So we can either embrace what's happening.
Exactly. Embrace what's happening.
Or we can just fight against it and go, no.
No, it doesn't
God
exist.
God said Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. So I refuse to acknowledge that this is happening.
Right.
Even though it doesn't affect you at all.
Right. Yeah.
I'm protecting the family.
But that you sound like a senile old woman.
Right.
No offense to all the senile old women out there. But, you know, it just sounds like, senile, like it's just juvenile. I don't know. But to each his own. I don't know.
But enough about that.
It's social media.
Yeah.
But God bless Mike Boudet.
God bless Mike Boudet.
Yeah.
But the thing that's interesting is Mike Boudet does say some really, like, I'm not defending. I mean, he made some comment about, like, people calling his audience autistic or something. And, like, I'm not. I'm never going to sit there and go like everything Mike Boudet does is great.
Gold. Yeah,
because that would be the other side too. Is
right.
just clinging on to my like. I'm not going to sit there and go like, oh my God, he's amazing. He's
right.
so great. I'm just going to say like, look, I'm not going to start saying like the guy's transphobic because somebody's
right.
second because cousin told me that they heard him say something that was insensitive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to like see for myself.
Yeah.
And then
well,
and
you
I,
were a part of it. He asked you.
Well, that's absolutely
this,
true.
You know, so you know the behind the scenes. And
right.
so when you see him being accused of something that you know is completely false, then, you know, you had to make it – you felt like you had to make it right.
Yeah, and I do also know how our culture is where we try to take down anything
yeah.
that gets too successful. We go, oh, that sucks.
Yeah. But it is such a good show. You know what, though? I just finished a book called The Ex-Wife.
Oh.
On Audible.
Writing it down.
And it was really, really good. It's on Audible. It's called The Ex-Wife. And I'm so sad. It was really long, too, which I liked. Yeah, The Ex-Wife by Jess Ryder, a nail-biting, gripping psychological thriller. So, like, it's one of those books, though. Like, if you want to get out of what's going on in today's world and you just want to sit in traffic and just take your mind off of things or falsely, whatever, mindless – and but it's not like it's good where you think it's going to zig and it zags kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not really paying attention, there was a couple times where stuff could have went right by me and I wouldn't have. And it will explain it. You don't have to like catch every single thing. But there's a lot of little things. And I shouldn't say too much. You should just read it or listen to it. That's all I'm
going to
say.
I'm going to listen to it because
it was really good.
I'm not listening to any books right now. I'm sort of out of podcasts.
Me too.
Because you heard about the thing that happened on Terrible Thanks for Asking, right?
Yeah, you told me that.
Yeah, so I've unsubscribed from that podcast.
Because nothing happened, came of it?
So
you
did
told
we
me,
talk
like,
about this on the air or did I tell you?
You told me on the air and you
Yeah, she did this episode about
you said, "Does any is
about
anybody,
a pedophile?"
Right.
But with the whole,
but
yeah,
glossed right over it.
Oh, I put it on. I don't think I talked about it on air. I put it on in the Reel It In page. Yes. So
you
she
did that, but no, I think you. Well, maybe you told me. No, I think you told me after off air. Yeah.
Well,
sorry.
She there was an episode that I listened to that I was just like appalled afterwards because
right.
it was about a woman, Orthodox Jewish woman, who's having a bad time dating, and then she meets a guy and he turns out to be a pedophile. And in the episode, she never turns him in. She's just like, she tries to make it work actually for a while. And then she realizes like it's just too much of a deal breaker. And they break up and then but she never says she turned him in. So all these people that listened to the episode, I wasn't the only one, were like,
yeah,
wait, what?
Yeah.
Because the main kicker was that the guy volunteers. He likes 7 to 12-year-old boys, this guy, and he claims he's never acted on it, but he can't promise he won't. And he is a volunteer with the Big Brothers Association,
right.
Big Brother, Big Sisters.
And
he also mentors kids like bar mitzvah boys. So he puts himself – and he told her, I volunteer with kids that are of the age that I'm attracted to, these young boys. So – bunch of people were just pissed
off. And what was the episode about? I forgot what
it was about. This woman mm-hmm. who has it was basically that was the story was like this poor woman is this Orthodox Jewish woman and she can't meet anybody.
So
she has
meets
her
a
love
of-
life. So she meets the guy. She finally meets a guy that she like falls in love with. And
but he's got that. About- oh my God!
He wants to fuck young boys.
Oh shit. I know.
So a bunch of people were just like on the Facebook page like, well,
what?
Wait, hang on a minute.
Right.
What the hell?
Yeah. Did
anybody report this guy?
Right.
Like, because, of course, they're not using their real names.
Right.
And then Nora, the host of the show, did a little update. It was like a 5-minute update where she basically was like, listen, we did what we needed to do. Stop God. Everybody just needs to calm down. Stop accusing me. Yeah. It was really kind of sucked.
Oh,
she's
my God.
Very condescending and very much like, oh, God, I can't believe everybody's mad about this. Of course we took steps to make sure, but I don't think they did anything.
Oh, my God.
So some other people
mm-hmm.
who are more warriors than I am, figured out the
who
numbers to call and
Right.
Yeah.
Did they find it? Did they turn him in? Do we know?
I mean, we don't know for sure, but the Big Brother, Big Sister organization ended up listening to the episode, and they wrote on the Facebook page, like, we're going to figure out who this is and make sure that they're not volunteering with our organization.
Oh, my God. Hey, any of you pedophiles that like unorthodox Jewish women, raise your hand. Orthodox Jewish women, anybody? Put your hands up. We found them. Wow, that's crazy. So you're not listening to that.
So it sort of spoiled it for me. Yeah. I really used to like that podcast a lot, but you know,
yeah,
I just don't think I can listen to it anymore. So I started got back into Felonious Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Listened to a couple episodes of that, but I feel like I'm just don't have because I've already listened to Dirty John and
good.
The Doctor Death.
Doctor Death was so good.
I need
good.
Something else like that.
Patrick, our friend Patrick, goes, "Oh my God, Lynette, I got this podcast for you. Oh my God, you're gonna love it." I'm going, "Oh my God, great." He goes, "I know you like Sword and Scale. You and Stephanie are gonna love this podcast." Okay, what is it? Doctor Death. I just listened to the first episode. Fuck you, Patrick. I listened to the whole thing three years ago.
So
where have you
yesterday.
Been?
Yesterday.
You're 2018, September 28th.
Yeah. You're 2008. You're 2000 late. I don't know what you are, but I've already heard it.
I know. So the ex-wife is good. I don't know. I need some suggestions.
You know what's funny is we have a TV in our bedroom, mm-hmm. like you do, mm-hmm. right? So there's a TV in the living room, but at night, I don't want to watch TV in my living room.
This I don't either.
On the big screen with, like, just next door to the kid's room.
No,
like,
I know. God knows what's going to come
low. I want to be close to my bed where I can fall asleep.
Yes.
And set it on timer and lights out.
Yeah.
So, but you know what happened is, and I blame John. Mm-hmm. If you listen to our last episode on Tuesday, mm-hmm. you'll know. Been a little bit irritated. Well, John, okay, he keeps everything on our bed.
Uh-huh.
And then when he gets in bed and like moves the covers, shit just goes crashing
goes
to the floor.
Yeah.
Like his iPad, the remote controls. Well, our DirecTV remote control has hit the floor too many times and now it doesn't work.
Oh,
so it doesn't change the channel. It doesn't do anything.
Right.
And you literally can't – there's no other way to change the channel besides the remote.
Uh-huh.
So in our bedroom, we can watch Netflix and we can watch, you know, Apple TV.
Right.
But we can't watch regular television,
uh-huh.
which I know this is going to sound lame. I could put on a Netflix show, but it requires too much investment of my energy
mm-hmm.
to think about – to purposely watch something.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to watch Housewives.
Yeah, I know.
Because it doesn't matter. If I fall asleep in the middle of it, I don't really miss anything.
I know.
I'm like, Vicky's still Vicky.
Yeah.
You know, Shannon's still whining.
Yeah.
It's good. It's just junk.
Yeah, what's going on?
Or I want to watch an old Dateline where I can like tune back in later and go, did I ever finish this Dateline?
Right.
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I can't do that. So now I just have to listen to podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what a no-getter I am.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to think about something. Last night, people had recommended a crime documentary that's on Amazon, and I don't remember what it's called. But the fact is I was like, okay, so I could go dig back through social media and try to figure out the name of that show that people are watching on Amazon, the documentary. Or I could just listen to a podcast.
Or you could have Kaylin look it up. Kaylin, look that up.
Remind me.
It's called like
– on Amazon.
Abducted or Out of Nowhere or something.
Crime documentary on Amazon.
That everybody's talking about. Anyway, I was like – I just actually went to podcasts
mm-hmm.
and started browsing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I need to talk to iTunes about this because there needs to be a true crime
category. I know.
What the fuck?
I know. There is none.
Society and culture, I guess,
I
is where
it's
they're
the
all hiding.
They
There's
get.
Comedy.
I know.
Society
I hate it.
And culture.
It's so annoying.
Sports.
It's so unuser friendly.
No.
I know. It's ridiculous.
Where the hell would we find it? And weirdly, we're under like kids and family.
iTunes, we're no getters.
iTunes, like I just
Come
said,
on.
Pass the
That's
pussy.
Too much work.
Pass on the pussy 14 times. Do you really want to categorize us as parenting?
I know.
As kids and family, do you really want your kids listening to me say, "I'll pass on the pussy"?
Right. Yeah, come on. What do we got to do to get out of cultural? Come on, that's not us.
But this is just,
So, I know. No, I have the problem of falling asleep. So I was, Patrick also said, watch the Netflix. I think I said this the other day. It's on Netflix. The doc on the murder, the pizza man murder. Evil Genius, it's called.
Oh, okay.
And it's about the guy that was strapped.
Yes, the bomb strapped to him. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But there's other crimes that went. Anyway, so if you watch it, so I got into it. But then it's like I fall asleep and then Sunny will come in and go, can you sign something for me? And he'll look up on the screen and it's like, you know, and the woman stabbed her husband 35 times and cut him up, put him in a meat freezer. And it's like, he's like, Mom, what are you watching? I was like, what?
He's like, couldn't you just watch Real Housewives like you used to?
I like those other women. They were scary, but at least they were arguing over lip gloss. That's what he would say. Instead of like, you know, he's like, what are you watching? He's like, oh, I can't unsee what I just saw. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. He's like, can I sleep with you? He is such a scaredy cat with his Petey and his Blankie and his Owly Owls. And he's 12.
He's 12.
And Natalia's always messing with him.
Elby's going to be 14 in a couple of weeks, and she still sleeps with a purple blanket.
Does she bring it on her sleepovers?
Yes, she does.
Yeah. Sunny does, too, and has no problem. No shame.
Yeah. I think a lot of these kids do.
Yeah. I don't think they care.
Xander still sleeps with Fuffa, which is his taggy blanket, which was really he has had since he was, you know, an infant.
Mm-hmm.
Sadie got rid of it long ago. She's just tough as nails, that one. She's like, Fuffa. That's so 4 years old. Xander's still turning 11 with a little taggy blanket like babies. Oh, yeah. We have a couple of them.
Fuffa.
Yeah. It's in his bed with him.
That's so cute.
Still holds it.
That's really cute.
Puts his face in it.
Natalia, she has her blankies. She has her blankie, her binky, she calls it.
She does?
Yeah. And it's all ratted and tatted and gray. It used to be pink and bright and fluffy. And it has like her initials on it that somebody gave it to us when she was born. And then she took his. And then he just uses two that he got from Target. And he's had ever since. And he takes them with him to his – and when I picked him up, he spent the night over at his friend's house who has an older brother. And she's from San Francisco and she's cool and she's got tattoos. And it's like, it's the second time he slept over. And I'm like, Sonny, so you're really, like, they're the cool family.
Right.
I'm like, are you really going to bring Allie? You really? And he goes, yeah. He's like, don't forget Allie. Go find him. Okay. And then I pick him up the next day and I go, everything fine? She was like, oh my God, his Allie Owl is so cute. I'm like, okay, so it must have been a subject of conversation in the house. And he's like, yeah, she thought it was cute. And the older brother thought it was cute, too. Yeah. I go, yeah, that's what they're saying. I tell them that, but they're probably laughing at you. He spent the night over like one of the jocks. The older kid is like, he's a teenager. But then the kid that he's friends with is like, he's in baseball, basketball. He's like all around sports kid. And here Sonny shows up with he can't make the basketball team. But he's got his Owly Owl in pure Owly Owl form. His name is Owl E. Owl.
Owl E. Owl?
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
Okay, that's so cute.
Yeah, it's cute. I think it's cute, too.
Owl E. Owl is better than Fuffa. I mean, come on.
Yeah, but
Fuffa?
Yeah.
Our house, we've got Peepo and Fuffa.
Peepo and Fuffa. That's cute. But Sadie, nothing.
No, she's.
What about when she would – how is she doing with her friends?
She's doing better with friends, but I do have a complaint about the kids' school right now.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so you know what we should do? Let's do our ads. Let's get our ads done, and then I'll tell you about my complaint.
Okay.
Teacher complaint.
Okay.
Okay.
You want to eat
guess
good?
What? Green Chef.
Mm-hmm.
Green Chef.
Yep. You want to have good meals?
Yes, I do. I want to cook them with food I feel good about.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I feel like cooking paleo or vegan or vegetarian or keto or gluten-free or omnivore or carnivore. I don't know what. I don't know.
I don't know what orvore.
Yeah, but I want to be able to choose it.
That's
I don't want to just have random food.
That's right.
Yeah. How Green Chef works is that the recipes are quick and easy with step-by-step instructions. They have chef tips. There's photos. It's so great and easy, and everything's hand-picked and delivered to your door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have it at our house, and we've been making it, and it's great.
Mm-hmm. It's really good. I made quesadillas
yeah.
that were so tasty. And you know what I like about it is and we mentioned this, but they send you all the ingredients. You don't have to use all the ingredients.
No.
You don't like onions? Leave the onions out.
Right.
They don't care.
Right.
There's no security cameras that come with it. They're watching you.
Yeah. It's convenient and easy is what – and that's how dinner should be, by the way. Convenient and easy.
Absolutely.
Especially
and right now
kids.
You can get $50 off your first box of Green Chef if you go to greenchef.us/FCOL. I'm going to remind you of this code at the end of the show, so you don't have to listen that carefully, but it's greenchef.us/FCOL. Get $50 off your first box. Also, we want to tell you about My Bite Vitamins.
We have them. Kids love them. They're really good.
Maybe you didn't know this. I didn't know this before a couple weeks ago, but kids need vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
They do. You would think they eat enough food. They'll get their vitamins, but
yeah.
they need supplements.
Yeah, they do.
And these are supplements that your kids are going to like because they're tasty, because they are chocolate, caramel, peanuts.
Yeah. They look like little milk chocolatey bites, like the kind you get from in a C's box.
Yeah. And the My Bite Kids multivitamin avoids the stuff your kids don't need. No artificial colors, flavors, or added preservatives. And there's only as much sugar as is in 3 cherries.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go find them. They're in Target. Yeah.
My Bite Vitamins. In Target. Yeah. You don't need a code or anything. Just
they have a green
check them out.
Cover.
So
what happened? So what are you upset about with the kids' school?
Well, okay. This is like sort of hard to explain. But, you know – I discipline my kids
mm-hmm.
the way I discipline my kids, which mm-hmm. is admittedly not a lot of discipline.
Yeah.
I mean, they're
We're
just it's not – it hasn't proven necessary. My kids are
– Well, some kids need a lot of it. Some kids don't, which I'm
right.
learning. You'll hear in this week's Patreon, Adam and I went to meet Natalia's therapist or the kid's therapist, mostly Natalia's therapist. So we talked about how some kids need a ton of structure, a ton of discipline, and some kids don't. Some kids are in the middle and whatever.
Right. So I feel like it's kind of a personal thing, right?
Yeah.
It's sort of like, yes, absolutely, there are kids that act up. And if they do, then that needs to be
they
addressed.
They get smacked.
Yeah, smack them down,
no.
you know?
I,
beat their bottoms.
Right. No, I don't. Yeah. No, I so, used to get hit. I never, no.
Yeah, no, we're that's a joke.
Yeah.
But the thing is, when your kids are in school, mm-hmm. I sort of feel like if you create kind of a punitive environment, it's discouraging.
Yes.
So here's the thing. I have a couple of different issues going on. One is that Sadie came home in tears because they've implemented this new thing where if they don't – okay, so you know how you know how I feel about the reading.
Ugh.
The reading requirements.
Yeah.
In fifth grade. So at her reading level, she's supposed to be reading like 3 books a week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she reads long books. Like she's – like one of the books she's reading lately is Wonder. Okay, mm-hmm. the book is 411 pages.
Yeah, that's a big – that's a big book for a fourth grader. Fifth grade? Fifth grade.
Fifth grader.
Fifth grader.
So it's 400 – over 400 pages, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't read a book that long. First of all, I don't read.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't listen to a book
mm-hmm.
that long. It would take me a couple weeks,
yeah.
right? So – but also add to that the fact that Sadie is a slower reader.
Mm-hmm.
She just is.
Mm-hmm.
It just is.
Mm-hmm.
She physically – the way her brain processes reading,
mm-hmm.
it takes her longer to get through pages. When Elby was even younger than Sadie is, when Elby was like in third grade, she could read a book in a day.
Yeah.
She could sit down and look at a book and read a Dork Diaries or whatever in 45 minutes.
Right.
Because – not because she's better or smarter or anything. Her brain works differently than
mm-hmm.
Sadie's.
Mm-hmm.
So after Elby could read that fast, of course I didn't have any problems with Elby, so I assumed everybody's like that. But no, they're not. Not all kids are like that, and some kids are slower readers. And
yeah.
it's not because they're just fucking around and don't care and aren't reading. Sadie reads every day. I time her.
Mm-hmm.
And she sits and reads. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, they've decided, they made a new rule that if you don't meet your book goals, that you don't get to go to recess. You have to read through recess and lunch every day.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
That's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
That's horrible.
So Sadie was crying and feeling stressed out and saying, I mean, I can't. She's supposed to read 3 books a week. She's like, I can't. So
did they not know they were going to get blowback from parents? Like, that's that's crazy.
I know. So I don't – and then there's part of me – I'm sure people would give me this advice, and it's good advice. Is like, okay, well, just ignore it and just say she did. But the thing is, Sadie is also kind of a rule follower,
yeah,
like Elby. And they also have to write entries.
That's stressful.
Besides the reading 3 books, they have to constantly be making entries into a reader – into a notebook about what they're reading. So it's not like she can just go, okay, I read this and here's all my entries and I read part of this and here's – and I also read this but I didn't write any. They can't. They have to write stuff. So it's not possible for her to do it. So you're basically just setting her up to fail, and now she's not going to be able to go to recess. So
oh
then,
my God.
So then this is all at the same time. This happened at our school. So then also apparently all the kids from both grades got in trouble – because for something that they don't know. My kids don't even know. It was something that a couple of kids apparently were doing. The best I can get of the story is that 1 or 2 kids were being disrespectful to a TA, and the teachers got mad at the whole – and they were like, the whole grade, you're all in trouble. So they're going on this trip to Catalina
mm-hmm.
next month, and they are – the whole – so – Xander especially is really nervous about going on a trip uh-huh. and being – this is his first time.
Mm-hmm.
A, he doesn't like being away from home, sleeping away from home. Mm-hmm. He doesn't even like sleepovers. But B, yes, he identifies as a boy, but there's something about really being in an all-boys cabin.
Yeah.
Like he's used to living with his sisters.
His sisters, right.
And being with all boys, and how's that going to work with the bathrooms? And
yeah.
he's just so concerned.
Yeah.
Well, the whole thing that makes – has made a lot of the kids feel better is they get to choose who they bunk with.
Oh.
At least one person.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. Okay, you get to pick. Mm-hmm. You put down your preference for who you get to bunk with. Well, because a couple of kids were being disrespectful to somebody, the punishment for the entire grade, 2 classes, is that's it. A, nobody chooses where they sit at lunch anymore. They assigned everybody seats at lunch, and they told them you're all punished and nobody can pick who they want to be with on the trip to see me next month.
Oh, my God.
So this all happened in one day. The kids came home really upset, saying they don't want to go on the trip anymore because they don't get to pick who they're with. Xander was all kinds of anxious about it. And then Sadie, on top of that, was like, I'm going to have to get recess and lunch recess taken away. I'm going to have to read. So now you're turning reading into more of a punishment for her.
Oh, my God. Totally.
Meanwhile, I can't go in and talk to the teacher because Xander's teacher – is getting married. So she just got married, so she's not going to be back right. So I can't exactly like, hey, I know you're on your honeymoon, but I want to talk about like my kids'
yeah.
feelings about the trip
right,
next month.
Right.
So now I have to wait
until
So I've told the kids, I'm like, look, I'll talk to the teacher about it. I mean, mm-hmm. I'll do the best I can do. Then while the sub is there, Xander apparently got in trouble for not turning in his reading log,
mm-hmm.
his notes from mm-hmm. all the books he's read, which is so good. He writes these long entries. Well, he had it done, he said, but he's like a sonny a little mm-hmm. bit, a little mm-hmm. absent-minded. Mm-hmm. So he turned it in like 10 minutes late when everybody was supposed to have him in, but his brain was somewhere else. And
right.
he said, I turned in my reading log late, like 10 minutes late. The teacher was already starting
right.
to grade them, and I turned it in. So they took away my recess for the week. I have to read through recess every day.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
I'm like, oh, my God. So now the kids, like, don't want to go to school every day.
No.
Like, Xander's like, I got – so his recess is taken away.
Oh, my God.
His lunch is assigned seating with not with his friends. And he doesn't get to choose who he bunks with next month.
That's like, horrible.
And it's not like any of this was behavior that's like, oh, somebody told a teacher to fuck off or
right.
where like
– right.
It's like they're all kind of grounded and nobody really knows
why. That's crazy. That's insanity. They really – every day? Like every day?
Every day this week for the whole week he doesn't get to go to recess.
Oh, my God. Did you call the school?
I don't really know what to do because it's like I don't want to go immediately. Like, what am I going to go march into the principal's office?
No, I know.
But and his teacher's not there. So, I mean, I might say something to that. Maybe I'll say something to the sub.
That's ridiculous. But that's you're just punishing my kid for what? Like for a week?
A full week. And that's where I get back to my whole point was about discipline is like my kids don't require those kind of like really punitive measures to get them to behave.
No.
Like if he just – how about take away recess for that day? Oh, you turned in your paper late. You got to learn responsibility.
Right.
Next time you get to
– But a week? No. No, no, no. No.
Why make them hate school?
Yeah, that's
the thing.
Make
them hate reading. Make them hate school.
Right.
Make them not want to go on a trip.
Right.
Like
why are you doing that? I don't know. I don't know. It's crazy to me. Like – They already – the only thing that kids look forward to is recess and lunch to my kids.
Right.
And when they were in elementary school. Sonny doesn't really enjoy school. He gets up. He's like – Natalia's up and out of the door.
Right.
Sonny, it's just one big – there's no –
My kids don't like it either. Elby does.
Yeah. It's
my
just –
My kids don't like it.
It's too – middle school's too much of a change for him or something. But my God, I mean – To take away – to punish a kid with reading is not the right way to go. And I – and look, I'm all for, you know, let the kid have grit. Let the kid – like I'm not going to step in, blah, blah, blah. But this is a bit much. This is a little – this is extreme. This is totally extreme. I would totally say something. I would talk to them. I would have to talk. I don't know who the principal.
I know
the
that's
teacher.
The thing. So yesterday, I went. I asked the teacher, "Can I talk to Sadie's teacher about the reading thing? Can I make an appointment?" And she was like, "Oh, can it wait till conferences?"
No,
which are like end of the month. I said, "Not really." And she's like, "Oh, okay. Well, I have a cold, so can we do it like later this week?" And what are you going to do? I'm like, "Okay, I'll email you to set up a time to talk."
But meanwhile, then the week's over. This is for Sadie with the reading.
Meanwhile, also, if I could just bitch about another thing, which is the reading levels are so freaking arbitrary.
Mm-hmm.
Like Xander's a level ahead of Sadie. Sadie's allowed to read Diary of a Wimpy Kid, but not allowed to read Dork Diary because it's too high a level for her.
Mm-hmm.
Even though she's on a high level.
Right.
By the time the kid is going to be able to read Dork Diary, she's not going to give a shit about Dork Diary anymore.
I know.
Like, and it's so arbitrary. Like, oh, she can read Diary. But that's what she wants to read.
Yes.
And it's supposedly too hard for her. But she's been reading that book, those books for 2 years. So I'm like, she asked – Can I please read Dork Diaries? It's what I want to read. And her teacher said, nope, not during reader's workshop. So I was like, that's fine. Then read it at home.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not supposed to. It's not on my level. I'm like, I don't give a shit. Mm-hmm. Read Dork Diaries at home. That's what you want to read. That's what you'll read. And write it in your notebook. And if they have a problem with it, then they can give you a bad grade.
Yeah.
Which –
Who cares?
What? So you're going to get a 2 in reading? Well, we both know that you can read and you're doing the best you can.
Yeah.
So I don't care.
Right.
But it's just it's a little demoralizing.
It
that they
it
can't.
It's stressful for them too. They even though if you say I don't care, it's still like they have to deal with it, not you. They have to deal with the teacher. It's stressful. So why are you making reading stressful for these kids?
Right. I don't know. It's really.
My dad would have. I mean, my dad is. Rolling over in his grave. And he bought me Playgirl.
Right, because he wanted you to like reading.
Yes. Maybe you should buy Sadie Playgirl.
Yeah. I'm trying to encourage reading, people. God.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just insanity. It really is.
It really is. But speaking of insanity, I'll tell you something that's not insane.
Mm.
Pluto TV.
Well, if you want to take your mind – don't read. Go watch TV.
Watch TV. You should watch a lot more TV.
A lot more TV.
What are you doing?
And you know, you people that don't have TVs, I don't like yous.
Nope.
I'm a little suspect. I don't have a TV.
Stop being so – watch TV. Yeah. Well, get on it.
Get on it.
And Pluto TV is a great way to watch TV because it's a free streaming television service. You can watch 100 TV channels, thousands of movies on demand – completely free. Guess what? They're never going to ask you for a credit card. They don't even care. No. They're like, I don't care if you have credit.
Right.
So, it doesn't matter to me.
That doesn't matter to us. That's right. They're giving it away.
Don't even need to sign up.
That's right.
Download the app.
Just
free.
Download it.
and start watching your TV through Pluto. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they make money.
Right.
I'm not worried about it.
I know. And you shouldn't be worried about it either.
Somehow they're making it work and bringing the savings to you.
That's right.
So also you can get Adam's chassis TV.
Yeah.
His movies.
Oh, yeah. He screened the Uppity Doc at Phil Rosenthal's house on Sunday night.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I never asked him who was there, but he said it was a very good, very – got really great feedback and people connected to it really well. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they were touched. They said it was really – they loved it.
That's the Willie T.
Ribs
now,
Doc.
Now, is that on chassis?
It's chassis, yeah.
Is it on there right now?
Not yet. It's going to be
but
there.
It will be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But you can watch the Paul Newman doc. All the chassis stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, cool. All mm-hmm. right. So Pluto TV. Mm-hmm. Also, do you love Patreon?
Yes.
Do you love the bonus content? This week, Lynette dished about the therapist. About Natalia's therapist, and she and Adam went together, and that was a really good episode. So if you can also, for $50 a month, get a shout out for your business, like Michelle Baker, who sells Green Horizon CBD with no THC. They have a salve. Fuck off. Called Chronic Relief. And you rub that anywhere you have pain. Go to mygreenhorizon.com and put in FCOL Baker. Lisa Dahl has an online women's clothing boutique called Lisa the Shop with two S's. Lissa theshop.com. And check out her everyday women's fashions. Jamila Lowe wants to help you figure out your childcare sitch. Okay, so she's a child care consultant. So go to culturalcare.com/JLOW. JLO.
Nice.
Yeah. Elise Ungs is like, do you want a photo printed on wood or what? Because if you do, I'm going to make it for you. Go to shimlee.com. That's shimlee.com. And check out what she does. Photos on wood. Chelsea Marks is busy with her company called Paynes Gray, PAYNESGRAY, paynesgray.com. They do furniture, home decor, rugs, throw pillows. Get on that. Mm-hmm. Also, last but not least, Casey Howell, who, as you recall, I forgot about for a few months. She's a real estate her shout out's going to be a little longer. Get ready. She's a real estate agent with Keller Williams Crystal Coast. She covers all of Eastern North Carolina. She says that she was a military spouse herself for the last 15 years, so she had to move a lot. So whether you're looking for a vacation home on the coast in North Carolina or making a move to a new duty station anywhere, contact Casey. And her name is spelled K-A-C-E-Y. So you can text her at 910-546-3991 or email her at caseymarie@gmail.com. caseymarie@gmail.com. That's it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
So just to summarize, Ulta Beauty, go to ulta.com. Simply Safe, you know the drill, SIMPLISAFE.com/FCOL. Green Chef is go to greenchef.us/FCOL. Pluto TV, it's just free. Just get it. My Bite Vitamins, get them at Target. Have a good day. You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M. M-M-M-M-M. Just put your paws up. Because you were born this way, baby. My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars. She rolled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head. I'm
Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Give yourself prudence and love your friends. Subway can rejoice the truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, respect my youth. A different law is not sin. Believe capital H, I am. Hey, yeah. Alone and love and love this record end. Me amo de vole vaya.
Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Whether you're broke or evergreen, you're black, white, beige, Chola descent, you're Lebanese, you're Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast for leader teased, rejoice and love yourself today, cause baby, you were born this
way. No matter gay, straight or bi, lesbian, transgender life, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to survive. No matter black, white, or beige, Chola or Orient, made, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to be brave.
Same DNA.